Good evening and welcome to Cajun Talk. I'm your host, Larry Aban. Adulterous affairs, violence, and gluttony, you could say they're a sign of the times. After all, we flock to movies that revel in sex scenes and gratuitous violence. We snatch up the tabloids describing Hollywood's latest tawdry gossip. And when it comes to this type of behavior in our lives, many people shrug it off as having no consequences. After all, they've been baptized and they pray to Jesus, so that makes it all okay. But does it really? Dan Corner, author of The Believer's Conditional Security, believes that Scripture states very clearly that even a righteous person can die spiritually and end up in hell. Dan Corner is my guest. He's an ordained minister who pastored for nearly 7 years. His pastoral, apologetic, counterculture, and street evangelism experience have equipped him to contend for the faith and win souls to Jesus from many backgrounds, and he's authored 3 other books. And welcome to the program, Brother Dan.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you, sir. We're going to be talking about a controversial subject. The name of your book, The Believer's Conditional Security. And my first question would be, what is the scriptural proof that a saved person can become lost?
Well, there's so much proof in the Bible. It's an amazing thing that so many people have asked me that kind of question all through the Bible. 7 times in various parables, at least 7 parables, teach that you can have salvation and afterwards not have it at a future point. For example, we have Jesus teaching on the 10 virgins. 5 of them had their lamp burn out, and the other 5, they continued to have their lamp burning when Jesus returned. And Jesus said to the ones that had their lamp burn out, "I do not know you, not I never knew you," which is sometimes a key phrase that these eternal security people like at times to throw out to people. Sometimes they'd like to say if a person turns to wickedness, they were never saved to begin with. But then they will blatantly contradict their own statement later on if they are pointedly asked a specific question about David. David turned to adultery and murder. He certainly had salvation prior to that. So the question is, did he remain with salvation when in his adultery and murder? The obvious biblical answer is absolutely not. But their theology, which they want to protect, would say, yes, he did. And of course, because that's such a blatant, obvious contradiction to the message of the Bible, they like to portray a holy image, a veneer, a facade, if I could use that word, a false image of teaching something holy, when in reality they're actually teaching a license for sin and salvation security in sin. And it's a horrible thing what these people are doing. They would actually say that Peter remained saved after he disowned Jesus, that Solomon, even though his heart turned to idolatry and became murderous, he remained saved. And of course, in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 5, they like to use that passage, and they say there, at that particular point in time, that the unnamed incestuous man that was guilty of fornication, that he was a Christian. It's hard to believe that these people think like this, and it's hard to believe that people out there would actually, with Bibles in their hands, that own Bibles, that they would actually think that this is grace, this is the gospel, this is the truth, when in reality it's the devil's lie. The first lie the devil ever gave mankind is found in Genesis. It's chapter 3, verse 4, and that's when the devil said, "You will not surely die," speaking of spiritual death. And really, that is exactly the same message of the eternal security teachers. They want us to think that if a righteous person turns to wickedness, they will not surely die. Just like the devil said there, Paul said in Romans 8:13, to the saints at Rome, this is Romans 8:13, that if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. So obviously, this is under grace. The true grace teaching, the true gospel of the New Testament is that a righteous person can lose his salvation, even though it's flatly denied, hated, and rejected in our dark hour.
Well, do you think Judas was once saved?
Well, I have no other choice but to believe what the Bible has to say about Judas or about any other subject. And in particularly with Judas, we find out that he was a disciple. If you go to the very beginning of Matthew chapter 10, you will find out he was the same kind of disciple as the other 12 apostles. And if you would go to the last couple verses in Matthew chapter 12, Jesus identified his disciples, which would include Judas, as being his spiritual family. Also, if you would jump over to Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and also verse 33, you have to give up everything you have to be Jesus' disciple. So this isn't something light. If a person is a disciple, obviously they're a real Christian, and Judas did all that. Judas was a real disciple, and he was elevated, along with the other 12, to the highest office in the church, apostle. The highest office in the church is apostle, then prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. And according to Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3, to be in any kind of spiritual leadership, you have to have moral character. You have to be godly yourself as well as sound in doctrine. And to say Judas was never saved is blasphemy or borderline blasphemy. They would indirectly be saying that Jesus himself violated the commands of Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3, putting an unsaved man in there in the highest office of the church, a child of the devil, to speak for him and to go ahead and represent Christianity. That is absolutely unbelievable that they would teach that way, but they have to, because clearly the Bible says Judas went to hell. So if Judas was once saved and he ended his course by going to hell, then obviously their doctrine goes down the tubes, and they're willing to do any kind of twisting of the scripture that they have to allow for wicked behavior, ungodly and vile behavior in the life of a real Christian. At least that's what they want people to think. That is their hidden goal, their agenda. Unfortunately, many people have been duped, even though they have Bibles. And hopefully, after this particular interview, and if people would read the books that we have, not only The Believer's Conditional Security, we have another one, The Myth of Eternal Security, they can get much information showing that kind of message is false.
In case you've just joined us, we're talking with Dan Corner about his book, The Believer's Conditional Security. And Brother Dan, isn't eternal security the same as grace?
Absolutely not. To tell you what the truth is about the issue, if you go to Jude verses 3 and 4, eternal security is the counterfeit grace that Christians are commanded to contend against. These people have changed grace into a license for immorality, but the real grace of the Bible that the Apostle Paul and the other disciples and apostles believed in and contended for, according to Titus 2:12, it says grace, it's referring to grace, teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. So the real grace of God would empower a person to say no to the devil, to live clean and holy and upright, to walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I think it's a horrendous and devilish thing what the eternal security teachers have done to the Apostle Paul, smearing his holy, righteous, and blameless behavior, according to 1 Thessalonians 2:10, that's how he described himself, and elsewhere as having a pure heart, in 1 Timothy 1:5 and 6, how they interpret Romans chapter 7, from verses 14 down to the end of that chapter, and say that's the Apostle Paul, as a typical Christian, that he continued to do evil, he could not do the good he wanted to do. That's absolutely unbelievable, it's horrendous, but you see the ramifications, the implications of that kind of teaching is that nobody can live holy, that everybody has to sin all the time, they have to disobey, and yet the Bible clearly says that Jesus' spiritual family, Luke 8:21, are those that hear God's word and they put it into practice. So how are you putting into practice the word of God if you're constantly disobedient, you're ungodly, you're unholy, you're vile, you're devilish, you're committing adultery and murder, you're addicted to pornography, you're addicted to alcohol? But this is what these people want us to think. You see, they have changed grace into a license for immorality, and hopefully there will be multitudes of Christians that will rise up and speak out and obey the command to contend against this devilish doctrine that really began with the devil himself. The devil was the very first eternal security teacher, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. The Bible says true grace is that a righteous man can die spiritually. Again, Romans 8:13, to the saints at Rome, if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
Brother Dan, there's a thousand questions I could ask on this very important subject, but I think the best thing to do is to let our listeners know how they can get their own copy of the Believer's Conditional Security.
All right, and I'm assuming you want me to tell them that information. Probably the very easiest way is for them to call our ministry number, or they could come online to our website, which is www.evangelicaloutreach.org, or we have another URL. It would bring you right to our website as well. It's a little more abbreviated. It's eomin.org. That's EO as in Evangelical Outreach, min as in ministry, .org. Either way, they can order our book, The Believer's Conditional Security, there. We'll throw in free information for them as well. And don't forget about our other books, The Myth of Eternal Security. We have another book over there, Is This the Mary of the Bible, which is written in a loving way to help Catholics find salvation.
My guest has been Dan Corner. We've been discussing his book, The Believer's Conditional Security. And Brother Dan, thank you so much for sharing this time with us.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you for having me on as a guest. God bless you, sir.